Turkey hits the polls again, so our price rises as much of an election issue as we thought. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. We've been following the story for a while, and the latest is that Turkey's central bank has kept interest rates on hold at 8.5%, despite the fact prices are rising at a rate of 44% there. It comes as voters head to the polls on Sunday for a runoff second round election. President Erdogan, who has ruled the country for the last two decades and insists high interest rates cause inflation, will face off against Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who leads an opposition coalition. The BBC's Victoria Craig is in the capital city, Ankara, and has been finding out why, despite years of economic pain, voters are expected to send the president back to the presidential palace for another 5 years.
It's a busy afternoon for Turgay Güngör. Customers have filled his small electronics store in the basement of a shopping center in Sincan, a district of Ankara, about an hour outside the capital city's center. And like many other people in this President Erdogan stronghold, Turgay says he's not too worried about the state of the Turkish economy.
Yes, we have some economic problems, but while bills get more expensive, our income gets better. There's a balance.
Revenues have increased in part because prices have risen. Minimum wage has also seen a boost. President Erdogan hiked it by more than 50% in January and has vowed to raise it another 30% in July.
Well, the thing is, there's nobody else who can talk. There's nobody else who can do what he promised for.
This is the view held by many voters in Sincan. Just shy of 70% of them supported President Erdogan in the first round of the election. That's despite inflation that topped out at 85.5% in October and the impact of a currency that's lost about half its value over the last year. So what makes voters trust President Erdogan despite those economic difficulties?
A large group of people live on state aid and do not know what to do if that aid is cut off.
That's Atilla Murat, an adjunct associate professor of finance at Ankara's TOBB University.
These benefits are spread over a wide area, from health benefits to various salary benefits.
Indeed, data from Turkey's statistics agency shows 38% of those benefits are funded by the government, while the rest comes from a mix of other sources, including employer contributions. Because of the perception that the government is the biggest provider, Professor Murat doesn't believe the president will change his strategy on economic and monetary policy. Back at Mr. Güngör's electronics shop, he says he predicts a win for President Erdogan.
We trust him. He did what was promised for the small businesses, and that's enough for us.
Voters will set out once again on Sunday to choose between two candidates with very different views on the way to move this country and its economy forward. In Ankara, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Now, let's see the numbers. We've had markets' reaction to the Turkey election on Sunday. The lira fell to 20 to the dollar for the first time. Now, the cost of one of Italy's favourite foods, and probably my favourite carb, pasta, has soared over the past year. So what's behind the rise? And is there any sign of prices coming down? The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson reports.
Spaghetti, ravioli and macaroni. Pasta is at the heart of Italian cuisine. But that could be about to change. In the year to March, the price of pasta has risen by nearly 20%. Service is underway at Vinoir, an upscale neighbourhood restaurant in the Italian city of Milan. Chef Nicola Micheli has reluctantly had to oversee some significant price rises over the past year.
So we have these pappa al pomodoro, very classic pasta with tomato sauce. It's very simple.
What would you have charged for that 1 year ago, and what are you charging now?
Italian people will never pay a price over, let's say, like 15 euros. But, you know, we had to raise the price, and a pasta dish can be up to 20 euros now.
So that unspoken price barrier of 15 euros or around $17 has been breached. Nicola says the strain of high energy prices is partly to blame.
To make the pasta, especially when you're as busy as you can be in a bistro in Milan, you actually have electric machine that helps you to screw the pasta out of it.
The business has also been paying significantly more for durum wheat, one of the main ingredients in Italian pasta. Although the cost of wheat has fallen since its peak during the pandemic, a number of factors are still keeping prices high, according to Jason Bull from Eurostar Commodities.
Durum wheat prices have been high primarily down to poor harvests in Canada, who are the main exporter of durum wheat alongside Russia. The Ukraine war has put pressure on prices as well because people have been avoiding Russian wheat, and drought in Europe has affected production quality.
All this means that Chef Nicola Michele is having to change how he does business and who's eating his food.
You have to rethink completely about the menu, about the portion, about also like sometimes the type of customers.
Although supply chain disruption and high energy prices still loom large, there could be some good news. Jason Bull from Eurostar Commodities believes wheat prices will come down as Italy
will use its own domestic production of durum, but they also import durum from the likes of Canada. If there is a big crop in Canada and USA, then prices will definitely come down.
It all depends on whether farmers get the right weather conditions to produce enough wheat to boost the global market. For Chef Nicola, any price fall can't come quickly enough to ensure pasta remains on the plates of Italians. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. If you want to keep up to date on the Turkey election, make sure to visit the BBC's news website for the latest on results and analysis. Joe Critcher is our editor and producer today, Chris Mather on the tech, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.